You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison and New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian have signed off on the $2 billion deal to add another 70 petajoules of gas per year into the national electricity grid. New South Wales alone uses about 120 petajoules per year. The deal involves jointly underwriting interconnectors between the Snowy area and Sydney, along with a link between Queensland and New South Wales. Touted as a transition deal, it also cements federal funding towards setting up a renewable energy zone in the central west of New South Wales and underwriting new power generation projects in the state. The agreement will strive to lower electricity prices and emissions while getting more power into the system by using gas. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it's important for the state and federal government to unite to secure energy.
So this is a forward-looking leadership agreement between the New South Wales State Government and the Commonwealth Government, which is about getting prices down, getting emissions down, meeting and beating our targets, and ensuring that Australians can go about their jobs, the jobs they have today, and the jobs they're going to continue to have in the future as a result of the agreements we've been able to reach here practically.
Ms Berejiklian says the gas supply hinges on final approvals for Santos's Narrabri gas project, but Port Kembla and Newcastle are also options. The deal puts pressure on the New South Wales government to remove barriers to coal supply to the Mount Piper power station, which is due to operate until 2042. Mr Morrison says some of the money would go towards innovation to see how power generation and mining can emit less pollution. Ms Berejiklian says the deal sets a clear way forward.
And what this arrangement has allowed both of us to do is come to the table and really sort out what we need to do, not just in the next 2 years or 3 years, but the next decade and beyond. Mm. And that's why I'm so pleased with the arrangement, because our citizens can be assured that we have a clear plan for the future, a clear plan which I believe satisfies the vast majority of our citizens in relation to not just securing our energy and reducing bills, but also in reducing our emissions, which we know many people feel strongly about.
The Prime Minister again rejected the idea of a carbon tax and repeated his mantra of meeting and beating emissions reduction targets. But opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government isn't offering anything new when it comes to climate policy.
Today's announcement by the Commonwealth on energy is no substitute for a national climate policy or a national energy policy. This government has neither. They have no plan to actually deal with driving down our emissions. They have no plan to deal with driving down energy prices. The fact is that there is another report today that has confirmed that renewable energy investment has fallen by half under this government.
The federal government plans to ink similar deals with other states rather than develop a national energy plan. South Australia appears to be next on the list, with Premier Stephen Marshall planning to release a strategy on how the state will achieve zero net emissions by 2050. It comes as new Clean Energy Council analysis shows investment in large-scale renewable energy projects has significantly slowed. Investments plummeted from 51 projects worth $10.7 billion in 2018 down to 28 projects worth $4.5 billion last year. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.